European Union regulators have slapped Facebook's parent company Meta with hundreds of millions of dollars in fines. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur is joining us. Ian, what exactly is the social media giant accused of doing in the EU?
But essentially, they're being accused of not following privacy rules, right? One of the things that we see very much happening in Europe is an effort to really force companies to clearly and consistently ask people for the for an okay to be able to use their data for advertising. Right. And here in the United States, we don't really have very many privacy laws at all. So it seems kind of foreign. But over in Europe, you know, it is a regular expectation that people know what's being done with their data and that they are consistently asked whether or not they're OK with it. And apparently Facebook / Meta, now as it's called, was not doing enough of that. And now they're being slapped with fines and potentially being threatened to have to change the way they do business.
I mean, that would be a big change, right? I mean, if you're an advertiser, the whole point of being on Facebook is you can target your ads to particular people. If you can't do that, what's the point?
You nailed it. I mean, that is the thing that Facebook has always stood out for. Right? It's unlike anyone else. I mean, you think of Google, you think of Twitter, you think of YouTube. They know a lot about us, but Facebook is the place where I have uploaded baby photos, where I have shared about my religion, where I talk politics with friends, like where they know I'm a huge fan of Star Trek. All those things are in my profile of Facebook. And so, of course, the advertising is able to be far more directly targeted toward me. So I think what's going to be very interesting here is that, of course, the European Union is essentially threatening Facebook's entire reason for being. I doubt they're going to just disappear. My guess is that after all of these fines, Facebook is going to be forced to, in a new way, ask everyone for permission. And that's when it's going to get even more interesting, because we have learned, as Apple has started forcing Facebook to ask people for permission on iOS devices, right, on an iPhone, whether or not to use and track their data, a lot of people say they don't like it. And so it ends up actually costing Facebook billions of dollars.
Yeah. You mentioned how the privacy laws here in the U.S. are a lot less strict than they are in the EU. But could that wave come over here? As you said, a lot of Americans seem to care about their privacy, but there are no laws really, you know, demanding that Facebook do that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense that there's a growing interest. There's a sense on both sides of the aisle that they want to take the tech industry to task. It seems as though they can't actually come to a conclusion about how to do that. And so as a result, we still sit here without any meaningful privacy legislation, without any movement on antitrust from the legislative branch. And I don't know when that's going to change, because every time they say they're interested and energy heats up on Capitol Hill, it suddenly just goes away at the end of that conversation.
CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur, good to talk to you, Ian. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.